Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was answering a question asking about equating receiving a new heart through salvation with a heart transplant. Well, that's a good place to end the week. For me, 1 Corinthians 4:3 is the attitude of Paul, and I accept it, although I'll never in this life be the spiritual giant he was. But I have the same Holy Ghost as he. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. My friend, far greater than your opinion is the judgment seat of Christ. In James 3, 1 and 2, it says, My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Talking about us as teachers and preachers of the word, okay, about being masters. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And again, that's James 3, 1 and 2. Now, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, it says, Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, there is some merit to the type a heart transplant presents, but one must remember that types are the shadow, not the substance. Joseph was a type of Christ, but not the substance. Jesus Christ is not a type of God. He is God. Types, as shadows, are never exact or perfect, but they may be good for illustration. For an example, I would not equate a physical heart to a spiritual being, a new nature. But some types can be drawn from. If you hear me preach and teach on a regular basis, that is, Monday through Friday, radio, Sunday school, morning service, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you know I preach and teach books of the Bible. At the spot God begins a book, that's where I start, and I follow it and stop where he stops. Now, as Jesus in John 7, verse 7, he says, The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil, and works are plural. Now, let me just stop and explain that, and I don't go as much into it here in the context I wrote him, but I have done this before with him, so let me go in for our listeners here. Again, Jesus testified of their works. The plural is very important that it's used here. And he says that they are evil, so he testified of their evil works. He named sin specifically. That's why the plural's used. He named sin specifically, and they hated Jesus for it. Now, he says Paul did not preach that way. And he says, I'm wrong to preach that way and to preach against homosexuality. And, oh, he's mentioned other things like that. And so the question is, well, would he be right about that? That Paul did not preach that way? Well, let's see. Again, the Holy Ghost gave Paul every one of the following words in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because then, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their vain imaginations, and their foolish heart was dark. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God, into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to beast, and birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to do dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, turned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. By the way, to Rome, that's the Apostle Paul writing a letter, and that is 100% verses 26 and 27 against homosexuality. Paul preached against it. Now, evidently, this Calvinist thinks that you should not preach against homosexuality and these other things that he mentioned. And even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication, that's another thing you preach against. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate. Okay, that's another sin that he mentioned, debate. Deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. And that again has the idea of marital love and family love. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, listener, did the Bible preach that you're wrong on that? Yes, it does. Romans 1, 18 through 31 mentions homosexuality, murder, abortion, debate, disobedient to parents. I will name sin, and name those you mention if it falls within the context. Liberals preach tolerance and coexistence with false doctrine and acts of the flesh that you mention. However, evil and false doctrine, and that which seems to fit the emerging and contemporary church culture, preaches tolerance until it is dominant. When it is dominant, then it seeks to silence right doctrine and separation and all that is good in the sight of the Lord. See, and that's what happens. Okay, well, hey, don't preach so strong in those sins that you just mentioned. No, don't preach so strong in them. Look, we've got to be tolerant. We've got to just really be concerned and care about others. So we need to compromise and be tolerant. But when they get in power and they get their place and they have control, then they seek to silence us. In Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, we read this. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. He says, avoid them that teach contrary to the doctrine. For they are such which serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Now here, which they are commanded to mark them, it means name them. The apostle names them in other epistles. Now, I've named doctrines that were taught by Calvin and Augustine, and even some men in our own camp that were wrong, because the Bible says mark them. That's what the word mark means. Mark them means name them. So why a person has a problem with preaching against sin, as the Apostle Paul did, I don't understand. All Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16-4:2, okay, listen as I read, 2 Timothy 3:16-4:2, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, he said there in verse 1 of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in kingdom. So this charge is the idea, this is a command, it's being given like a military command, and you're going to be called to an account. What is the command? This is imperative that a preacher do this, that a pastor do this particularly. Preach the word. In season, out of season, whether they like it or not. How am I to preach? He said, reprove. He said, when I preach, I'm to reprove. When I preach, I'm to rebuke. When I preach, I'm to exhort with long suffering and doctrine. This gives me a charge from God to whom I am accountable. Now understand, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, rather against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Often, those spirits, which are spirits of devils, deceive family, friends, and fellow believers. I must have an absolute source of authority that is the final word in all matters. That, for me, is the God-breathed and preserved Word of God. Jesus said in John 12:46-49, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. For I have not spoken to myself, but the Father which sent me, and he gave me a commandment that I should say and what I should speak.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.